I'm thinking quite a lot at the moment how important it is for me to have a very focused and a very simple work routine. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Tuesday, the 30th of March, and this is my 54th Audioboo micro podcast. I'm not podcasting from my studio today, rather, I'm at a friend's house sitting in front of a log fire. I'm dog sitting and house sitting for a couple of friends who are off travelling on the other side of the world having adventures. And they left me with their lovely chocolate Labrador Ben, who at the moment is sleeping at my feet. So if you hear grunting and snoring, it's not me or my stomach. It's young Ben, who's a little restless. And I think probably ready for his walk, which I'll have with him very soon. Yes, I've been thinking a lot about simplifying my work routine. I mean, it's something that I've been in the process of doing for a very, very long time, I think. But so along with decluttering my studio, which I've been working on, I'm thinking quite hard about focusing and simplifying what I actually do as well. And it feels like a very good opportunity the next couple of weeks, being away from my home and my studio, to actually do that. I've not been able to bring very much with me in terms of stuff to work with. So I'm working on just a couple of things, and I'm going to try very hard to stay focused. Recently, certainly the last couple of months, my energy hasn't been particularly great. Not certainly not as good as it was last year, which is a shame. When I was first diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome back at the end of the 90s, I suppose I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s. Most of my friends then were sort of getting into their careers, and the urge for me was to try very hard to keep up. And of course, at the time, I really couldn't. My health is much better than it was then, but I still have the urge to try and keep up. And of course, now, more than 10 years later, most of my friends are well and truly ensconced in their careers, earning lots of money, doing lots of things. And I still, of course, have the urge to keep up, and I can't. I've learnt that I can't, and I've learnt that it's not really very useful to try. But I do notice when my energy is very up and down. I mean, sometimes it's very good, and it has been very good, and I'm sure it'll be very good again. But when it's low, like it is at the moment, I do notice that the urge for me is to kind of rush at lots of different things, to try and get things done, to try and sort of hit on the thing that's going to work, I think. And I have to learn, I have to remind myself how important it is to stay focused on one or two things. I mean, not just energy-wise. I think it's very useful. It's a very useful practice to have anyway. I think certainly if you're in a creative job, if you do creative things, I think if you're very focused on what you're doing with one thing at a time, you eventually kind of get lost in the creative flow, which is a lovely, lovely place to be, and great things happen there, and sort of work starts developing ways perhaps you hadn't planned it to. So I think even for people, and I'm sure even for people with boundless energy, it's still, I think, probably a very good idea to practice being focused. So I'd be very interested, I think, to hear your experiences of focus, if you are someone who manages to stay focused on just the one thing at a time. I'd be very interested to hear and what kind of work routines develop out of that if you're focusing on one thing at a time. I know from my point of view, it's really useful to just have one or two things sitting there, one or two projects sitting there on my desk, because I go to my desk or my studio or wherever I'm working, the sofa in the corner of the room by the fire at the moment, and I can just pick up what I'm doing and get on with it. Whereas there was a time when I was, I don't know, overwhelmed, I suppose, with all the different things that we're doing, and I'd sort of flip from one to the other and really would accomplish very little. So it feels very, very useful and very important to know just what I'm doing. And oh, apologies, that's Ben, if you can hear him. It's almost time for his walk. Yes, so I'd be very interested to hear your kind of thoughts about focus and routine. As always, you can direct message me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or if you'd like to contact me on my website by email, you can come to www.michaelnobbs.com/contact. And if this is on Facebook, you're very welcome to leave a message on Facebook. And probably, I imagine this will be part of a blog post in a day or two too, so you're welcome to leave a comment there as well. I'm off for a walk in the woods with Ben, and then back for a cup of tea and to do a little bit of work after that, I think. But I think, yes, I think perhaps I deserve a little bit of fresh air and a cup of tea before I do anything else. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with more soon. Bye-bye.